Alrighty, just want to thank each and every one of you for being here today. And I'm not gonna preach that long. I'm only chapter 12. I'm not gonna keep you, Sister Nancy, to 2 o'clock.
You do, she's gonna raise her hand. She's not gonna be praising the Lord.
All right. In the book of Psalms, chapter 63, in chapter 66, and even in 64, we see some things here that Psalm 63 really is the main, subject of 64 and of 65 and 66 also. But it says right here in Psalm 63 in verse 1, O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee, my soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee, in a dry and thirsty land, where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary, because thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. And my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watch, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadows of thy wing will I rejoice. My soul falleth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. In verse 64, the very first verse right here says, hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Chapter 65. Verse. Praise waited for thee, O God, in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that heareth prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Chapter 66. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye land. Sing forth the honor of the name. Make his praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Though the greatness of thy power shall thine enemy submit themselves unto thee. All the earth shall worship thee and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing to thy name. Selah. Come and see the work of God. He is terrible in his doings toward the children of men. He turns the sea into a dry land. They went through the flood on foot. Thou did we rejoice in thee. We're seeing right here in these three chapters right here. And it's more chapters too. It's more chapters right here, probably in the book of Psalms, speaking about the same thing. But I want to go back to the verse 5 in chapter 63. It's going to be really my main thought here. My soul shall be satisfied, and my marrow and my fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. I am satisfied with the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm satisfied with the Holy Spirit. I am satisfied with God the Father. But I am not satisfied in the way the people are living today. I'm not satisfied in the way the churches are going today. Because the whole lot of churches today are backing up. They're not even preaching God's word. They only had one service a week, and they won't even preach God's word. They still got to come in there and just preach and just talk to the people and to where they can just soothe the people's heart and mind. But I'm satisfied with the way God the Father set the whole thing up. I'm satisfied with this book that he so graciously gave me to where I could read and where I could study it. But I'm not satisfied with all the other Bibles that the other people are out here reading, because the other books I hear that the people are reading and the pastors has the Bible in the pulpit, I'm not satisfied with them Bibles. Because them Bibles right here don't do nothing for you. They will not quench your heart. They will not quench your soul. They will not even tell you what's wrong with your life. And a whole lot of times, and it's hard to say this, the Holy Spirit is never around. Why? Because of God's word. If God's word's not there, the Holy Spirit ain't gonna be there, because it's the word of God that draws all men to him. And that's how we get saved. That's how I got saved, is by this word right here, written down by God the Father, to where somebody could be able to take it and read it and explain it to me and let me know that I was going to die and go to hell unless I changed my life, unless I accepted Jesus Christ. I wouldn't be afraid to say that probably by 60%, and I may be a little low on that, of the churches here in Danville, in Pennsylvania County, state of Virginia, is not preaching from a King James book. You'll hear pastors of churches say, well, the reason I'm not preaching from the King James book, the reason I'm using the NIV, the reason I'm using this other Bible, is where the people can understand it. It don't make no difference if you understand it or not. Because if you ain't saved, you're not going to understand that at all. You ain't going to understand the Word of God anyhow. The only way an individual ever understands the Word of God is through salvation. And that's when the Holy Spirit of God will teach us what the Word says. And He would lead us in the right direction and what we may do and the way we must go and the things that we must do. We must do it not because of ourselves. We must not do it because I think that's a good way to do it. We must not do it the way the church wants to vote on doing it. We need to bow our heads, come to the altar of the church, and we need to get down there and pray and say, God, is this what you want? You let me know what you need. Let me know what you want us to do here at the church. And if we don't ask Him, He's not going to respond to us. We got to ask. That's just like prayer life. He's not going to answer our prayer if we don't know pray to Him and ask Him to touch us or give us something or something like that. So it's not His fault, the reason prayers are not being answered. It's our fault the reason prayers are not being answered. It's because we will not give up everything else that's in our life that's hindering our prayer life. I'm satisfied with Him. I'm satisfied with Jesus. I really am. You know the verdict of the day? Of all the people I hear and all the different ages you have, they ain't satisfied. They ain't satisfied with Jesus. They satisfied with Satan. They satisfied why? Because Satan gives them the opportunity to have a little fun. And don't get me wrong. Since I've been a Christian, I've had more fun in my life since I've been a Christian than I did ever before. You can have fun. We have put Christianity on the shelf. Why? Because we don't want people calling us a fanatic. We don't want people calling us peculiar. Far as I'm concerned, somebody wants to call me peculiar, go ahead and do it. Because you're doing exactly what God said to do. Because God says I'm peculiar. But you know something else too? God says you're peculiar too. And if you go and if you look up the word peculiar in the Greek, in the Hebrew, where the Hebrew is the Old Testament and the Greek's the New Testament, you hold going, look it up. And you search it out there. You're going to come to find out that word peculiar means one thing. Treasure chest. A treasure chest. Yeah. That's what God thinks of me. I'm one of His treasures. And I'll tell you, I'm satisfied with the Holy Spirit. I'm satisfied with this word. That if you ever see me, toting any other Bible besides the King James Bible. You will have to say this. That he's lost his mind. He's lost his mind. Because I know, hey, there's no other. Why would I want to even read an NIV? Why would I want to do that? When there's a lesbian on the board there that helped write it. And the people there that wrote the book, they just put their ideas in it. Is all they done. They said they were just simplifying things. No, they weren't simplifying things. They was just trying to take the deity of Christ out of it and take the blood out of it. And they did. I think it's in the book of Mark. There's a whole chapter there that they did not even mention. Why? Because it speaks to the deity of Christ. It speaks about the blood. And they were just like a whole lot of people. Oh, you one of these religious fanatic. You won't be able to preach that bloody religion. No, I'm not preaching religion. Because if I was just preaching religion, you're going to definitely die and go to hell. Because that's what religion would do, send you to hell. And I don't want nobody to die and go to hell. Because if it's any way possible, I would rather for myself, I'd rather for God to put me on my back where I can never raise up again. And take my voice away from me. If somebody would just come and recognize who God is. Hey, we have men and we have women every day. That they lay their life down. They lay their life down. But it wasn't taken the way Christ's life was taken. And I'm talking about the soldiers. I'm talking about the armed forces. Many of them are killed in battle. And this day and time, the ones that's there now, they voluntarily went over there to defend this country and defend our freedom. They was willing to go and die for what freedom me and you have. But people like you today, they have no concern at all about themselves, about the children, anything. And where it really hurts me to the core is when you hear of a mother or father say to you or something about, I wish we do need to get in church. I need to get my two children in church. And they small. If I got them in church now, then they could grow in church and maybe they get saved. The next Sunday, the parents will drive up, let the kids out. They'll get out of the vehicle. The parents will too. They'll come in and just sit down for a little while to rest. That's the only thing they do. But then, Sunday night, the children will be back. But Mom and Daddy won't. Wednesday night, Mom and Daddy, they'll bring the children. But Mom and Daddy is not going to stay. Do you think it helped the children at all? No. And the reason I say that is because if the children come three times a week, that's by 4 hours a week. And while they under our care, we're trying to teach them the way God would want them to go. But then we will come back and say, a couple, maybe a month or two, and the parent says, child of mine, I don't know what I'm going to do with them. I can't do nothing with them. And I hate to see a 5 foot 11 or 6 foot individual might weigh 200 or 250 pounds, and he's got his son there with him, and his son is no taller than about, say, 2.5 feet tall. Probably weighs maybe 25, 28, 30 pounds, something like that. They say, I can't do nothing with him. I'm going to tell you one thing. I ain't saying much about him at all, is it? If he can't do much with that child. Now, the reason the childs today are not being spanked and not being corrected, it's not because of the states. It's not because of the law of the land. Because of me and you. It's because we don't want to do it. Because we don't want to see our children cry. But correction has to be done. Correction has to be done within a child's life. Correction has to be done within any individual's life for them to get ahead, to them to start being able to worship God. Me and Brother James, we was talking this week, and I said, you know the saddest thing that I know of today is you've got some of these churches around here, and I'm just not talking about them. I'm just telling I'm telling you what I know. These churches, they have these basketball goals. And they have a baseball field and softball field, and I heard some of them even having a volleyball field and all of that, and I've heard of two who's thinking about putting a swimming pool in. Now, have you ever heard of that? I ain't never heard of none of that. We are not supposed to come to church and to play with the things of Satan. Because anything that we put before serving the Lord, Anything we put before serving the Lord, we're serving Satan. And his children, the children are here. They're not getting nothing. They're not getting nothing from home. Because the home life is not really what it needs to be. Verse 28 in chapter 66. Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayers, nor his mercy from me. We all need to really pray that way. We all really need to thank God that he will not turn away from us and away from our prayers. The only way he'll turn away from us in our prayer life is if our prayer life is for me, me, me. Gimme, gimme, gimme. And nobody else. And his mercy is for each one of us today. I thank God for all of this. I'm so glad that I'm satisfied. I'm truly satisfied. There's no other word I can come up with anybody that I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied with this book. I'm satisfied with going to heaven. I'm satisfied with salvation. I am satisfied because of what he done for my life. Now, Father, we want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for this day. Now, Lord, as we go back to our respective homes, Father, we pray, Lord, that you just help us. Father, that we may be a witness to someone this week. And, Lord, as we're a witness to someone, Father, that you'd look down favored upon that one we talk to. And, Father, and you bring the people in. The only thing we can do is just speak to the people. But Father, we know you can do more than that. And we ask him, Father, if it's somebody's family member or what, if they're not in church, Father, just speak to somebody and say, how about going to church with me Sunday? I sure would appreciate it. I'd love to see you there. Would you mind just coming? To get them saved, you've got to get them under the word. And I know that. Father, we do thank you. In the name of my Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.